The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
March 23rd, snowing.
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Just a little
and
bit.
I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Dean Martin right there. Dino Paul Crocetti, if you will, from Steubenville, Ohio. So, way out in my neck of the woods. I'm about a buck 20 from southwestern New York, about an hour 20 southwestern New York. And I'll tell you what, it's snowing. We got a little snow out there. But it's just going to be just a, if anything. And in the city, it'll be okay. And we'll let you know. Joe Lumberg's going to break that down for us. Hey, how are you, first of all? Frank and Al and Debbie and I are here for you all morning long. Thank you for your kind tweets over the weekend. Thank you for your kind messages. I'm so incredibly humbled by your nice words and love you for being part of this family every single morning. And I worry about you. But I'll tell you this. We're going to get through this. Everything's okay. You know, we got these experimental drugs coming out now. And we're going to talk to Dr. Stephen Greer. You don't want to miss Dr. Greer coming up. And Andrew Milburn as well, a Marine colonel who retired. This is a tough guy, a great guy. I want to talk about the COVID-19 effect on national security with Colonel Milburn, you know, and Sam Vassallo, my buddy, he's going to tell you about the tax deadline being pushed to July, what you can do. Some advice there from Sam. Michelle Caruso Cabrera, longtime CNBC anchor and Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 14th district. Does that sound familiar? Yep, that's AOC's district. Alan Kadish is a great guy. He's the president of Touro College, New York Medical College. We're going to talk to Alan in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have questions and you're not sure what to do, what to take, if you've got somebody, now we can't give you clinical, you know, FDA approved advice, but we could chat it out with you, and maybe Dr. Kadish could help if you have a question regarding this Wuhan virus. And Judge Michael Martinelli. What a nice, nice man. Helped build Yonkers into the great city that it is. Yonkers City Court Chief Administrative Judge. And we'll be celebrating more great things about Yonkers, New York. And you always at 877-970-2999. I am just, I'm enjoying this. I have to express to you, if you could take the time to decompress, now is the time to do it. Now is the time just to step back. When I look at the schedule, and man, it was every day. It was every day. I would get up. You too. You would get up with us, right? We're running to work. You're on a bridge. You're in traffic. You're getting to work. And then we would do the show. And then I'd have to do a TV hit, maybe another hit. And then I'd have a meeting, sales meeting, sales dinner, you know, that, well, please don't stay too late. And I was so tired of saying, you know, I got to get to bed. I know this is a dinner and I know I should be here, but I got to go to sleep because I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. So it was like that cycle. And then on the weekend, I'd be around America performing somewhere. All good. Love it. Live for it. I think it's good. I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling for the people that are really affected by this virus. But if you're in the middle of it and you're trying to stay away, do the social distancing you're supposed to be doing and staying in your house, just decompress if you can. If you can, just step back a little bit. I did the same thing, man. I used to, even before radio, I could spend more time at my home doing stuff around the house because I'm like a homebody. And I'm out in the boondocks, and I could get flowers, and I could keep the property. Now, when you do morning radio, you just can't. Your whole life changes. And it's all good, by the way. I must say, I love it. But yesterday, I had time. So I'm at the house, me and Otis. I check with the kids. Kids are doing good. Check with all my kids. Talk with every single one. We FaceTime a little bit. Talk. We check with mom. Mom's checking on us. She's checking on us. Joseph, you need anything? Everything's all right. You all right, mom? All great. So I walk to the way end of the driveway. The guys know. You know, I go way back to the end of the driveway. I'm in the boondocks. And I took, and Al would appreciate this, I think, Frankie. Al would appreciate. We have garbage bins that we have to bring to the end of the driveway. I was a garbage man. I was a proud sanitation engineer down in Long Beach Island, New Jersey. It was one of the great jobs I had, and it's a tough job. And we always thank our sanitation workers, man. But we used to have to go behind the house. We would come to your home, and when we would come behind your house, and we would get the can, and we would bring them, and we'd bring the cans back behind. How about that for service? Now you have the gift wrapped. You got to recycle. You got to put this over there. And we have to walk these big things all the way to the end of the driveway. So yesterday I said, you know what? They were out there. I didn't want to, it's kind of out on the street out there. I didn't want it to look like, oh, the garbage is there. So I went out there. I cleaned up the garbage. Listen to me. I got gloves. This is my Sunday. I have gloves. I have Clorox. Clorox hanging off the back of my, I'm like a maintenance man, but with Clorox. And then I walk out, and now I clean, because sometimes the garbage man will leave the stuff or the raccoons will get the garbage. And I'm cleaning up the whole area. I'm cleaning. Hopefully it was my garbage that was all around. I put it together. I took these two big bins, and I walked them back all by myself like that. So I got it all cleaned up. And this is the excitement, you know, of being quarantined and being staying at home like that. So, but Al, you don't have to. Do you take your garbage out to the curb, Al? Do you have to do
that? Yeah, I have to. If you don't. They charge you extra for that.
You guys are too young. What happened when garbage men went behind the house?
Too young for what?
To remember when garbage men went behind the house.
No. The New York City sanitation never went behind the house to get my garbage when I lived in New York.
Really?
No, you had to put the pails at the curb.
Frankie, not there either.
No, you always had to bring it out to the curb. Yeah. In Jersey,
if you want them to come around the house to get the cans, you have to pay extra.
Don't tell
for
me
your garbage service.
Don't
tell
me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Nah, we used to go. Please. I did the slop route. We picked up all the restaurants and with those big vats. And I keep telling you, it was like seafood. And it was 100 degrees outside. And the seafood's been there for a day. And we'd take care of it. And then we would go behind every single house. When we were kids, we'd have to go. And you'd bring these two bins that I'm telling you about. You would bring two bins in the back of the house. You would take the garbage can, load up the bins. And then I'd jack one behind one shoulder, jack one behind. Because I was like 19 years old, you know, and I would walk and then you would toss it into the garbage truck. But now everything is kind of, I guess, there must be like an insurance thing why they don't do that anymore, Frankie, you know.
No, it's because they want to get the garbage picked up as quickly as possible. Remember,
right.
I mean, people in New York City, you get sanitation service paid for by the city. In New Jersey, most towns, you have to pay for it unless it's a big city. Like Rahway, they pay for it within their taxes. But in towns like mine, you have to pay for your garbage separately. So the garbage company is going to charge you extra to come behind your house to pick up the garbage.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Did Governor Murphy mention anything about taxes? We're gonna sustain taxes. You don't have to pay your property taxes.
No.
You don't have to pay this kind of tax. Did you hear any of that?
No.
Tolls. Do we stop the toll? We're stopping the tolls.
No, we have cashless tolls now. And if you don't have Easy Pass, you will be billed. You'll get a bill in the mail. You will not be charged penalties. But there are no toll collectors now at any of the Parkway, the Turnpike, the Port Authority bridges and tunnels. They're keeping them home. They are paying them, but they are keeping them at home to mitigate the risk of spreading the virus.
Yeah, this weekend, Governor Phil Murphy declared a stay-at-home order for all New Jersey residents as the state expands efforts to combat COVID-19, otherwise known as the China virus. I love that. The order lets residents go to the grocery store, see their doctor, report to work if necessary. But the governor urged everyone to continue practicing safe social distancing. A surge in confirmed cases of the coronavirus this weekend brought New Jersey's total to 1,019. That's wow, 1,914. Number of deaths, 20. Yeah. One of the recent deaths occurred in Bridgewater. Wow. No details of the patient have been released yet. So I understand it, but it would be great. And I think Governor Murphy has been great in this regard. But when you do the press conference, Albert, did you see the press conference? Right in the middle of the presidential press conference.
I saw that. I think they were trying trying to delay it until after the president stopped talking, but I guess the president kept pushing it back because he was getting more information, and I guess the governor just decided to go ahead and do it. I do agree with you. I think that the president should, if the president is going to have a press conference at the same time a governor is, the governor should delay his press conference, his or her press conference, till after the president has spoken, and then give out the information. But listen, both governors, both Murphy and Cuomo, have been very upset with people. This is not the time. And my wife and I went for a walk on Saturday, you know, tried to get 30 minutes in and just try and, you know, keep moving or whatever. But the biggest problem that the governors are having are people are still gathering in parks and, and, you know, playing games and staying together. That's not the purpose of the exercise. It's supposed to be solo exercise or keep 6 feet apart. I think, and, you know, they've both said it, and they're right. It's going to get worse before it gets better because more people are getting tested. There are more people that probably have this that we don't know because we don't have the available tests. So the number's going to jump up. And I think people really need to practice this social distancing. If you don't have to be at the grocery store to get food and it's immediate or pick up food that you've ordered from takeout, stay home. Yeah. You don't need to be outside.
Yeah, it's true. And if you're going to do a press conference, wait till the president is off. Andrew Cuomo is so politically savvy and smart at that. He goes in. He comes up early. He gets all the networks to watch him. It's been just being a student of politics like I am, it's been really great to see how Governor Cuomo works in that regard. But of course, in Jersey, let's do it right in the middle of the presidential. And then nobody covered it. All the local news guys covered it. And then it would have been nice to hear the governor say in New York and New Jersey, you know, hold off your property tax. You hold on the property tax because this is so crushing in New York and New Jersey. If you could just hold off on it, no tolls. We're not. It's something for the people. Something for the people. And don't mention, please. And when you're telling us you're going to help us, you mention, you talk with Nancy Pelosi. That makes us very worried as citizens of New Jersey. If you're going to mention Nancy Pelosi, that means one thing. Nothing will get done. And what has that got to do with New Jersey? You're going to mention Nancy Pelosi. Well, I want to hear somebody say, like Governor Cuomo said, I talked to the president. And I want to hear the president say, I talked to Governor Cuomo. And that's the way it should work. Nancy Pelosi should not be in this mix.
See, but here, Joe, is where you have two politicians, one in Cuomo and one in de Blasio. Forget Murphy for a minute, but de Blasio and Cuomo are a dichotomy of what to do in a situation like this and what not to do.
Yeah.
Cuomo has been very even-tempered, measured, but he's been forceful when it needs to be, and he has spoken, you know, hey, look, the president is trying to help us. They're trying to get these things. We need this, you know, like when he was saying yesterday about the respirators and the masks and things, and we're bidding against one another. The president needs to activate a certain thing in order to make sure that everybody is getting it at the same price instead of all this price gouging, and the federal government can handle those things. He's doing it in measured tones. De Blasio comes out and is panicking and screaming and carrying on, and all he's doing is ripping the president. It does not help people to remain calm.
Yeah, but you're right. Absolutely right on the money, Albert. And I think that, again, as a student of politics, I think that, and I watch this work, and this is just conjecture. I think Governor Cuomo and President Trump are very, very close now. And they're doing the right thing at this time. And they're going back and forth. They've known each other for years. And I think Mayor de Blasio is a little put off by that. And then I loved when the president, because Al's right, de Blasio went after President Trump. And it looked so childish. And it was so wrong. It's like as bad as mentioning Nancy Pelosi. But then it was when President Trump didn't even mention de Blasio. Frankie, you think de Blasio is upset getting jealous in all this?
I don't think so. But, I mean, I agree with you that de Blasio's response, you know, kind of criticizing Trump not only yesterday but on Thursday was way out of line. But I also thought, and for the most part, I think the president's press conference has been great. But when he was informed yesterday that Mitt Romney was under quarantine and he kind of—
My favorite moment.
Isn't that also child?
Oh, my God, it was great. I laughed out loud.
Right, but so how can you say it's okay when Trump does it, but not de Blasio?
Because Mitt Romney, the way he went up against the president, I thought it was funny when and what Frank's talking about. They said, the reporter said to the president, Mitt Romney's in quarantine. And the president holds back his laughing and says, Mitt Romney's in quarantine? Ah, that's too bad. And the reporter was great. It was a young reporter. I'm sorry, I don't know his name. He said, oh, Mr. President, is that sarcastic? And he goes, no. And he played it right. But, I don't know that I would have said it. But the difference is the analogy is not just, Frank, that you make. Forgive me. You're wrong.
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is de Blasio is the mayor. He should go along with federal agencies. He should go along with Governor Cuomo. And he's fighting with everybody.
I think it was inappropriate in both cases.
Yeah. Well, I just think it was inexcusable. The thing is, de Blasio could bring up everybody. He could bring everybody up and say, here's what you have to do. All he is complaining. It's complaining. And when it has something to do, I think the president's remark, there are times during these press conferences that I just break out laughing. Is it right? Probably not. But boy, I could use the humor. Hey, Dr. Stephen Greer will join us momentarily. He is a practicing surgeon pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly. He is also a Wall Street analyst. This is a great guy. We had on the show last week. You don't want to miss Dr. Greer with us coming up momentarily. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Debbie's out there on the roads looking. And you know, Debbie, is there traffic at all this morning?
Yeah, there really is. And by the way, did you see de Blasio on with Don Lemon last night on CNN?
Oh, God.
He seemed a little more calm then. He really did. De Blasio seemed like he was like, you know, I don't
settled
know. He just seemed
bit.
Like, yeah, he really did last night. Yeah,
he looked to me, forgive me, but he looks like a whiny baby trying to look for attention. You know, if the president makes a snarky remark, it has nothing to do with helping the people. It's just that this is de Blasio, the mayor of New York. He's got to settle down. He's got to work with Governor Cuomo. He's got to work with President Trump. And that's good. Maybe settle down by the night.
I think he's starting to. That's good news.
I hope so. 21 after 7. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe, let's go to the A-Trains, local only, Lefferts Boulevard to 207th. It's all due to a reduction in ridership. Also, the C-Train service is suspended as well because of a reduction in ridership as well. It looks like a reduced schedule as well with New Jersey Transit. LIE westbound into Lakeville Road, an accident there just being cleared. Now, if you're heading to the Jackie Robinson westbound of Forest Park Drive, an accident waiting for you. Eastbound BQE, that's slowing down just a bit. Up by Cabman Plaza, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. 80 West exit 59 in Patterson, accident on the shoulder. We're seeing volume Century Road into Paramus Road, getting out toward Bergen Community College. Also, the Garden State Parkway busy in both directions at 116, exiting for PNC Bank Art Center. And Seaview Avenue, a brake check here at Father Capodanno Boulevard. Again, those are three coronavirus testing centers, so we are seeing some volume heading through those areas. Some rain today with a high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 722. When you're at home during this pandemic, use this time to beautify, protect, and preserve your biggest investment. That is your house. You know by now, Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building and looks just like paint. Rhino Shield bonds completely over brick, wood, stucco, and vinyl, will last for 25 years. Rhino Shield provides insulation, lowering your air conditioning and heating bills. The entire prepping process of cleaning, sanding, scraping, repair, and caulking of all exterior surfaces occurs with no need to interact face-to-face with the homeowner, all completed on the exterior of your home. Right now, Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year, and will provide a free emailed color visualizer of your home or building showing you hundreds of different color combinations. Susan is also offering 15% off the final price for jobs starting now through the end of April. You can get your house Rhino Shielded today. Remember, no one will have to come into your home. Call today, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. There are sharp losses across Asian markets with the exception of the Nikkei. And European ones also slumping along with futures in the U.S., which are in limit down mode after the U.S. stimulus bill stalls. Investors also shaken by the estimate from a U.S. central bank official that the unemployment rate could surge from 3% to 30% at its peak, with so many businesses shuttered to try and stem the coronavirus outbreak. In Japan, the prime minister acknowledging that a postponement of its Olympics could be unavoidable as Canada and Australia add to the pressure on organizers, saying they won't send athletes to Tokyo unless the Olympics are postponed for a year. And Starbucks is temporarily moving to primarily drive-through only in the U.S. and Canada. Some exceptions may be made for those cafes serving in or around hospitals and healthcare centers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Monthly plans are flexible with rates as low as $99 a month. You pick your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Drive with confidence, knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. With monthly payment plans as low as $99 a month, you have nothing to lose. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Gallagher, or visit carshield.com and use the code Gallagher to save 10%. That's carshield.com, promo code Gallagher. A deductible may apply.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Dr. Stephen Greer standing by for you, 727 right now. I want to tell you about St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers. Yay, the O'Neill Center for Advanced Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine at St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers provides care to those suffering from non-healing wounds all in one location. St. Joseph's Wound Center is a coordinated outpatient center that specializes in the treatment of all wounds. St. Joseph's approach to wound care is aggressive, comprehensive, coordinating traditional and advanced therapies that aid and accelerate the healing process. The center is staffed by a multidisciplinary team of physicians and nurses with advanced training in wound care and hyperbaric medicine. For you, that means faster healing times, longer lasting results, increased mobility, and improved quality of life. Call the Center for Advanced Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine at St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers today. 914-378-7900. It's 914-378-7900.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 728, Dr. Stephen Greer. This is quite a gentleman right here. A practicing surgeon pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly. Also became a Wall Street analyst and portfolio manager 20 years ago. Author of the book, The Medical Advocate. Dr. Greer, with great respect, we welcome you back to the show, sir. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, good. Good to be back. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great, man. I got to tell you something, doctor. You got the everything you talked about when you were kind enough to join us last week. You everything that you talked about, whether it was this hydrochloroquine, Remdesivir, you got the jump on all of it, sir. And we were dazed. So thank you for that. And now we see possible possibly folks being able to get these drugs tomorrow. And you said it originally. This looks like am I being too hopeful is the question that I want to ask regarding these drugs, sir.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's what in Wall Street, you always have to look ahead to the future because you can't make money after the news comes out. So I'm always trying to be a future reader. And that's what, you know, hundreds of analysts like that were looking forward to these events. But it wasn't in the media at all. They wanted to scare you and like, oh, my God. But so there are therapies out there. They are working. And President Trump last week had his FDA rush them out. So right now, if you had the illness, you could get on compassionate use, the Gilead drug, Remdesivir, even though it's not even FDA approved yet. So I haven't called around, but apparently that's going to be available to people, and as well as the malaria drugs. Then you combine that with Azithromax, an antibiotic. So those two combinations help prevent the lung damage progressing to pneumonia. So there's drug therapies out there now, and there'll be even more over the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Greer, what was the other drug? We got to write that down. You just mentioned another drug that I have not heard about.
Well, that's the antibiotic. It's often called Z-Pak
Z-Pak. Yeah, Z-Pak's great. I got to tell you. Uh-huh. I mean, if you have anything in your chest or anything, it's great. There's hydrochloroquine, Remdesivir, and, of course, with the Z-Pak. And then what was the other? Did you mention another drug? Or
those are the three. Those are the three I mentioned, so far. And I think there's other trials coming out, other drugs promising. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a whole new drug. So there's going to be multiple drugs to treat this. That, more than ventilators, is what they really need to prioritize and get out there. We hear all this ventilator stuff, but ventilators aren't going to save your life. A drug will. So my advice is to really get whoever's making these drugs, double time, make them more, get them out there. I don't know if they're available well or not. I haven't called around to see if doctors are having trouble getting them or not.
Yeah. Is hydrochloroquine, that's been around forever, yes?
Yeah. It's an anti-inflammatory. I have no idea why this works on this virus. It doesn't seem intuitive. It's not your classic antiviral. But it somehow reduces inflammation. I don't know how it works. I don't think anybody does. But it seems to be working. And then the antibiotic is for, see, what really kills you is you damage the lungs and then it sets them up to be vulnerable for a bacterial infection, not viral. So you end up dying from a bacterial pneumonia. So that's why the antibiotic is helpful.
Sure, as opposed to the respirators. This is great, Dr. Stephen Greer. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Greer, I'm watching Dr. Fauci, I know he's on the task force. No, and I'm watching him. I like he's Italian, so I'm thinking, oh, this is great. There's an Italian-American, and he's doing great things like that. But he's so clinical, and the word, to quote our friend Laura Ingraham, she said, he's anecdotal, whereas you're saying, let's try something that's out there. Is he being too cautious? I mean... Go ahead, please.
On your show last week, I was the first one to point this out, and now it's all over the news. He is clearly antagonistic to Trump, trying to undermine President Trump, and he's just got a big ego. He thinks he's the scientist and he knows better, but he doesn't understand this isn't a science issue. This is a national policy issue, and the way he would speak to a group of scientists behind closed doors is not how you speak to millions of people, and he doesn't understand that. So he goes up there, and he hand-wrings and naysays, and, well, we don't know what we don't know, and it could be this and it could be that. That's not what we want to hear. We want to hear... you know, facts, and we want to hear something optimistic. And I say again that he has absolutely been the initial event for a domino effect that has led to an unprecedented overreaction that's going to shut down the global economy.
Gosh, this is Dr. Stephen Greer. And you know economy because you being a portfolio manager and a Wall Street analyst. You know, was it funny, Doc, though, just off the cuff, man? How funny was that when Dr. Fauci steps up and he said exactly what you said? And I'm watching this and it's like putting the brakes on and the president's trying to be so positive. And then Dr. Fauci gets out there and President Trump turns to Mike Pence and you see him whisper something like, hey, just to shut this guy up, please, Mike. I mean, I don't know that he said that, but it looked like, I mean, and your point is so well taken, Dr. Greer.
I tell you, I wish I were on that advisory panel because, first of all, Pence is doing a terrible job, okay? Pence should not allow this mess on these daily pressings. He should have Fauci under control. He should. They did one good thing that Dr. Burks lady is a great spokesperson. She should be leading the show.
She's great. Yes.
Yeah. And they're not controlling Fauci, which I blame Pence for.
And not to criticize the guy, but your point is so well taken. Here we had you on our program last week, boom, and you're telling us now what might work. That's all we want to hear. And now the fact that you said this, and I want this to resonate on the air, is that you said the it's not the ventilator problem, it's a drug problem. Let's try the drugs first. You won't need the ventilators.
Let me just clarify. We do what you know. People come in and are sick. This disease is. I'm going to make some comparisons statistically to flu in a second.
Okay.
But clinically, it is a serious disease that is affecting the lungs more than the flu. I think it's an engineered – I think it came out of a Chinese weapons lab and they were engineering it. This is not your – it's a weird disease, okay? It's hurting the lungs. It's scary. That's why you do need ventilators. But my point is I, as a doctor, would want the government to be prioritizing a cure – not a ventilator, because once you're on the ventilator, you're sick and you're going to die. I mean, it gets too late. Let's treat the disease. This should be the priority, number one. And so the Wall Street guy and so forth. So I did a modeling. I did use the very statistics and best guesswork. And how bad will this get? How many people will die? Well, if at the current death rate of 1.3%, if 40 million people get tested at the current positive test, we're talking about maybe 30,000 deaths, which is what the flu is. This year alone, the regular influenza has killed 23,000 people. So right now, with my fairly worst case statistics, because I think that death rate will come way down, we're talking about 30,000 deaths. Now, we shut down the global economy for what would be a number of deaths that's insignificant compared to other deaths. You know, hundreds of thousands die from car accidents, 70,000 die from opioid overdoses, 200,000 or 300,000 die from cancer, 600,000 die from heart disease. So President Trump just tweeted a few minutes ago, we can't make the cure worse than the disease. So, and he's right. By this time, in 1 week from now, we're going to see people change their tune. Are we overreacting? And I don't know.
Yeah. Dr. Greer, before we go, let you go, I know we got a break, guys. We got a break, but let's just quickly, and then we need you to come back, Dr. Greer. You're so helpful. Yeah. I thought that it was so peculiar how this happened, when it happened, and they had that bioweapons lab. And please forgive me if you're listening. I don't mean to be conspiratorial, but this is Dr. Greer. This is a very accomplished practicing surgeon. You think because of the way this disease unfolded and just the whole breakdown infrastructure of this disease, it might have been developed in a bioweapons lab.
Well, I am not one of these conspiracy theorists that hurt so many.
No, you're not. I got it.
That's just factual, as everyone's saying. It came from a scientific lab, and they don't have scientific labs in China for no reason. So whether it was intentionally designed as a weapon or whatever, it came from a lab. And this is not a normal disease. That's why it's uncharacteristic. See, if we had evolved over the years as humans being interacting with this, our lungs would be able to defend it better. But this is a shock to the system. We haven't seen this before, so our lungs can't handle it, you know. So it's a very unusual thing that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It came out of a lab. We don't know anything about it. That's why we have all these unknowns. And Dr.
Greer, you got to come back, man. We appreciate it so much, your expertise. Sure. I know how busy you are, but we appreciate you jumping on the air with us. So please come back as soon as you can, Dr. Stephen Greer. And thanks for joining us this morning. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Sure, you bet. Thanks a lot.
Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer. We got to take a break, and then we're going to talk to our Colonel Milburn coming up at 7:30 now, right now, with Joe on the radio. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Many businesses are suffering during the COVID-19 pandemic, but one business is enjoying booming sales. The medical marijuana industry has seen a jump in sales. Many patients have immune issues or other conditions that can make them especially susceptible to the coronavirus. New Jersey health officials say currently there are no overall supply shortages. New Jersey has 9 dispensaries. The Breakwater Alternative Treatment Center in Cranberry closed early last week due to high demand. And another state-run drive-through coronavirus testing facility opens up today in New Jersey. Folks with coronavirus symptoms can get tested and can go to the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale. Meanwhile, the drive-through testing site in Bergen County had to close yesterday in under an hour after it reached capacity. Governor Murphy said over the weekend he expects many thousands of more positive cases with increased testing. He is working with the Army Corps of Engineers to create more hospital space. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening on the subways. A trains, local only, Lefferts Boulevard to 207th. C train service suspended. It's all due to a reduction in ridership. Newark Light Rail on a Saturday schedule. New Jersey Transit is on a modified schedule. Let's see what's happening out here on the roads. We do see some exiting volume on the Garden State Parkway at 116 into the PNC Bank Arts Center. That's all due to the coronavirus testing center there. Also, if you're going to be taking a ride right now over to the Garden State Parkway South at 109, that earlier accident completely cleared out of the way. We're seeing a brake check Century Row getting into Paramus Row, getting out toward Bergen Community College with the testing center in that area as well. And do watch out for a brake check as you head to Seaview Ave at Father Capodanno Boulevard. Some more volume there with that ongoing issue with the coronavirus testing center. Eastbound side of the BQE, some volume getting up toward Cabman Plaza. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. Rain today with a high going up to 44 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. Hey friends, for over 20 years, Invite Health has offered super premium supplements and expert advice you can trust. Now you can buy any Invite Health supplement at retail. Get the second bottle free, including all immune system nutrients. Let's keep our immune system strong. Consider Invite Health's multi-protection multivitamin with 5 different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with vitamins A, C, D, and zinc, essential nutrients that your immune system must have. And that's not all. Multi-protection comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Take advantage of Invite Health's buy one, get one sale. Give them a call and speak with a healthcare professional 7 days a week. 800-789-1125, 800-789-1125, or visit invitehealth.com. Invite Health's buy one, get one sale is a limited time event. Call now, 800-789-1125, or visit invitehealth.com today.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for. But we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Colonel Milburn standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Connors. If you're worried about spending all your money at a rehab center, if you have somebody in a hospital or something, and you're worried about bankruptcy just to pay for the medical and facility bills, you know, will you please call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law? They have helped hundreds of people like you, like me, with the same thing you're going through. Please don't worry about that. They will tell you exactly what you're eligible for. They will also help you devise a plan, you know, to get you out of the problems that you're in. And I went there for trust, the will, the estate plan, things I just don't even want to think about. Protecting your financial legacy, it is so complicated, but when you go to Connors and Sullivan, they take care of it instantly, and you get a free initial consultation with a lawyer there. Call Lisa, please, 718-238-6500. The girls are waiting for you, 718-238-6500. Then they get you to Bridget, to Beth, to Kelly, to Rose, Justin, to Mike Connors himself. It will put your mind at ease. The weight of the world will be off your shoulders. The offices in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself Sundays right here on AM 970, The Answer, at 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Andrew Milburn's a Marine colonel who retired after 31 years. Last year as the Chief of Staff of Special Operations Command Central. He has commanded Marine and Special Operation units and combat at every rank. Author of the book, When the Tempest Gathers, From Mogadishu to the Fight Against ISIS, a Marine Special Operations Commander at War. Hey, Colonel, you know what? Thank you for your service. What a stellar resume you have, and we appreciate you putting your life on the line for us. Thanks for all that you've done, sir.
Hey, Joe, it's great to hear your tranquil tones again. Very relaxing for everyone in these trying times. And please call me Eddie.
Oh, wow. That's an honor for me, Andy. That is great. Hey, Andy, tell us about I love it. No, you know what? And the security in regards to this COVID virus. I mean, the effect on national security. I mean, I'm worried about it. What are your thoughts in it? Because you were right into the fray, sir. And what are you feeling about it, Andy?
Yeah, I'm especially concerned. You know, almost behind the scenes, hidden from the front lines. This virus is having tremendous repercussions already on the military. Recruiting, so think about it, for recruiting, recruiters have to visit high schools and colleges. So right at the beginning of from the beginning of the pipeline through to recruit training, you can't do recruit training virtually. Can you imagine that? I mean, you've seen the movies, right? You need to bring hundreds of guys and girls together in close proximity in order to conduct recruit training. The military loses 25% of its personnel every single year. And so even disruption of 1 month has a significant effect. And no one knows right now how the military plans to bypass that, how the military is going to continue both recruiting and recruit training. Then you look down the pipeline. What about exercises? All military exercises have been canceled over the last few weeks. Yeah. All military travel. You know, we have troops stuck in Afghanistan and Iraq. We can neither move them back nor replace them. This virus is going to have, on top of everything else, it's going to have a very worrying, significant effect on national security going ahead. Even if all our problems were solved in the next few weeks, it would still have a significant effect.
Is this the communist playbook, Colonel? I'm so suspicious of all of this. Forgive me, because then I sound conspiratorial. I mean, but it just seems like
not you, surely. No, I've heard this argument. I can't subscribe to that. But what I can tell you is that our adversaries seem to be, our potential adversaries, let me put it that way, China being one, seem to be recovering and handling this far better, sadly, than our own government right now. So I would guess, I would speculate that they are better poised to perhaps take advantage of it in the months and years going ahead. And I'm not even talking about potential terrorist groups, you know, for whom the COVID-19 is going to have very little effect on at all. And that's certainly, I mean, if you were, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to reason that if you are going to attack the United States at its most vulnerable, now is the time. I just listened to the commercial that you played talking about how overworked law enforcement and health workers are right now. The guys and girls on the front line having to deal not only with this latest crisis, but also still do all the things that they have to do for law enforcement. You know, which gets to another point, Joe, and you're going to think now that I'm like that raving colonel in A Few Good Men, the one played by Jack Nicholson. But now, you know, now is the time.
We can handle the truth, Colonel. We can handle the truth.
Seriously, now is the time to mobilize the military against this crisis. We're taking a very, 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 very piecemeal approach to this. Well, think about it. The COVID crisis, you just said, is a threat not only to national security, but, I mean, to the fabric of our society. That's not me being Chicken Little. I mean, this is the biggest health crisis this country's faced in a century, and possibly greater than the Spanish flu 100 years ago.
Yeah,
and how is the government approaching it right now? It's a very piecemeal approach, right? It's state by state, city by city, kind of you guys take care of yourselves. Over the weekend, the president did sign the Defense Production Act, which means that the government can direct industry, for instance, to produce more masks and ventilators.
Yep,
he signed the act, but he hasn't directed them to do that yet. So my point is what this requires is a campaign. It requires a nationwide campaign. The military's got 1.3 million people, tens of thousands of military personnel, many of whom are in the reserves who have not yet been activated, thousands of hospital beds. You know, you've seen the news about the two hospital ships.
Yeah.
They 1,000 beds apiece. But on basis, too, there are thousands of hospital beds. Think about the least capable members of our society who are going to be facing isolation in the weeks and months ahead, the elderly and the disabled. Who's going to get supplies to them?
And the National Guard can't handle that the way the Guard. Just this morning, the president deployed the Guard to many of the most affected states. Does that put your mind at ease?
No, not at all. So he has the power to federalize them and bring them under central direction, either, the Department of Homeland Security or the military. But he didn't do that. They're still being directed on a state-by-state basis. All he did today was authorize them to be funded federally, which does very little. My point is that this is a nationwide crisis, and it demands a nationwide campaign. And who better to plan, direct, and execute a campaign than the military that has been doing, been directing campaigns against the nation's adversaries? Several times in the last decade, the military has been mobilized to deal with the aftermath of health crises overseas, the cholera epidemic in Haiti in 2010, the Ebola crisis. Why aren't we doing the same thing in the U.S.?
All right. You know what?
Worried about martial law.
You know what, Colonel? You make a great point, and we appreciate it. Colonel Andrew Milburn, Marine Colonel, retired. The name of the book is When the Tempest Gathers. I'll tell you what, this is a man that knows what he's talking about, so something to be considered. Colonel, come back soon. Andy, if I may, come back soon. We always appreciate your expertise, and you are so welcome here anytime, sir. Thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning.
Hey, Dave, real quick, that book's great reading if you find yourself in quarantine or isolation.
I will. Andrew Milburn, Colonel Milburn. It's called When the Tempest Gathers from Colonel Milburn. Thank you, Colonel. God bless. Andy. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads at 7:53 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward Lily Pond Avenue. Getting reports of an accident right there, so steer clear of that one, getting out toward the Verrazano. 80 West, exit 59 in Patterson. It's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing some exiting volume on the Garden State Parkway at 116, getting into the PNC Bank Arts Center for the coronavirus testing center. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Meter rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. I love what I do. But the demand became so great that we started, you know, working it out until it took over a room in my office. And then we had to move it out of my office. And then I had thousands of people asking for it. It was actually only sold on a referral basis for many, many years. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. It doesn't work. Well, this is the real stuff. And don't be fooled, because we have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
There's never been a company that's offered this kind of stuff and really followed through.
I was trying things, and I just decided that I was going to try another product. I can tell you right now, I'll be recommending Balance of Nature.
So much stuff doesn't do anything, or it works against the medication you have to take, and da-dum, 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 and nothing happens. You guys are doing a better job.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
I've never had anything that I've taken from somebody I found from the radio that they do exactly what they say they're going to do.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
All right, you got 5 minutes at 7:55. I'll give you to 8 o'clock. Come on, this is the morning you're going to do it, right? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes to where? Route 22 Toyota. I'm just saying, you want a free multi-point inspection. You want a free oil change. You want a free filter. You got to call 855. Why am I doing Charles Bronson? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. This is from Route 22 Toyota, and all European models are excluded, but you know what? You need a multi-point inspection for the safety of your vehicle, and you'll never get the oil change, right? So now, if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, come on, you got the 8 o'clock, you can do it, 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you know what? You don't have to deal with dummies when you go over there. I love that. There's so many, Angelica and Chris and Johnny, and you know, Carmelo and Iggy himself. And then you could talk to Alex Kinsella. He's the general manager. He is 0% APR financing he can offer you. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Everything's brand new. The showroom, the customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. This is your time to call. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
What do we got? Snow out in my neck of the woods. There's snow out there, and now rain. This is so weird.
It's going to warm up. I mean, it's going to warm up some today. I mean, it's not going to be a warm day, 46, but any of this wet snow is not going to stick. It's not going to cause any travel delays, and it's just going to go over to some rain. So we're going to have a rainy day today and a cold one with temperatures in the 40s, and then we've got more rain for Wednesday. So it's going to be kind of a wet week here this first full week of spring.
All right, I got on the bike, Joey. I got on the bike on Friday.
You?
I went, because it was so warm. But I only do like 3.5 to 5 miles, and it's a mountain bike. I mean, I don't know how you do it. Give me, how many miles did you do this weekend alone?
I did 22 on Friday in that warmth, because that's all I could squeeze in between raindrops. And then I did 51 on Saturday.
The man is an animal. We love you, Joe. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you. We got this. Non ti preoccupare. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees. It's 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The number of coronavirus cases on Long Island just about tripled since Friday, nearly almost 3,000. That's 1,900 in Nassau County, just over 1,000 cases in Suffolk. Statewide, there are over 15,000 cases. This weekend, Governor Murphy declared a stay-at-home order for all New Jersey residents as the state expands efforts to combat COVID-19. The order lets residents go to the grocery store, see their doctor, and report to work if necessary. The governor has urged everyone to continue to practice safe social distancing. A surge in confirmed cases of the coronavirus this weekend brought the state's total to 1,914, the number of deaths to 20. One of the recent deaths occurred in Bridgewater. No details on the patient have been released yet. The Senate will have to try again today to pass a coronavirus stimulus package. $1 trillion bill did not get enough votes Sunday evening to clear a procedural block. The Democratic leaders have signaled the bill isn't what they're looking for. The measure would provide checks of $1,200 to many individuals, with more for each child in a family.